So you've just heard Holy Grail by Hunters and Collectors once again, and also Bad Dream by the Jungle Giants. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha and Brendan. Now this morning we are quite lucky to have homegrown talent Eleanor join us in the studio.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah,
so making the move from country Victoria town of Bendigo at only 17 years old to the big sticks of the city, Eleanor worked tirelessly building the groundwork for her project throughout 2018 and is ecstatic to begin releasing her music in 2019. Having audiences hit with soulful depths and endless joy, Eleanor's live performances are dramatic, bold and emotional. So we've got her in this morning to have a little bit of chat about her music that's being released. So we've heard Landslide. Is it Landslide?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, I thought I had it wrong there. It's getting released on August the 16th. So you want to talk a little bit about the production of that song and what went into it?
Yeah, so it's been... I think we started at the start of this year, so it's been a long time coming for me. I produced it with my mate Evan Clarke over at Fallback Studios in Flemington, just using a lot of like sampling and stuff, really sort of electro influence, sort of influenced by the likes of Vera Blue and Broods, that sort of style.
Yeah, nice.
So.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your musical journey up to this point? What brings you to releasing your single now?
Yeah, so I started with music basically from the age of four. My dad used to make like me and my brothers sing as like a family
That's
together.
So, cute.
So I hated that, but it actually it actually helped me go forward in music. I did dancing and everything. And I decided that I actually wanted to make music. I mean, it's always sort of a pipe dream when you're a kid, like, oh, I want to make music. But I thought, why not actually try? And sort of just hooked up with a couple of people and just got cracking with it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And have you been learning an instrument or singing in a conventional way, or have you kind of just done things your own way?
I definitely have done the conventional side. I mean, I study at Monash University at the moment.
Fantastic.
Doing music, and I always had singing lessons, so I've got like the training behind me. I wanted to sort of take flight myself.
Yeah.
And what's it like building your career in the big city of Melbourne?
It's definitely scary. Being independent at the moment, it's definitely like hard to navigate all the different things, trying to meet all the people. It's a big task, but I think I'm getting there.
That's so funny. So can you tell our audiences where can we come to see you and when you perform Landslide on its debut?
Yeah, so I've got the launch are happening at the Tote in September, on September 12th. Just debuting the song. I'm be singing 7 original tracks there, so it's definitely, it'll be a good night for it.
Yeah, fantastic. And where can we get tickets for that one?
Just online at OzTix.
Fantastic. Thank
you.
Nice
and simple.
That seems easy enough. That's what we like. I wanted to talk a little bit about your musical inspirations. You mentioned for Landslide, there's a few artists that really inspired you, but more generally, what are the artists that sort of have built you into the artist you are today?
It just has to be Vera Blue. I'm literally obsessed with her.
Love it. We love her here too. So.
Yeah. I've seen her a couple of times, and I remember... when I started uni, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, and I actually went to one of her shows at the Forum, and that was it.
Great
I
venue.
Literally was just like, I want to be up on that stage doing what she's doing, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Any others at all, or anyone else that comes to mind?
Yeah, when I started out, I actually really, really loved, Christina Aguilera.
Beyonce,
of course. Yeah, and sort of move further into that Australian scene.
Definitely. Yeah. And any performing inspirations as well? Are there any artists who, when you see live, that you've really loved and you try and bring that energy to your show?
Randomly, a band called Phoenix, which is actually, I think it's like 5 French guys. And I saw them at the Forum as well. And they were like jumping around on the stage and like dancing. And that's sort of an energy that I would love to have in a live set.
It is amazing. Yeah. That's so good. And how good is the Forum as a venue?
Yeah.
Is it your favourite venue?
Definitely.
Dream to play there one day?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully you can make it happen. I'm sure you will with the talent you've got. Let's give your new track a spin now. So this is Landslide. Is there anything you wanted to say about it before we do get into it quickly?
No, let's just get into
it. All right, enjoy it. It's coming out on the 16th. Have a listen. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha and Brendan. And we're still joined in the studio here by Eleanor. Thanks for sticking around.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, we are absolutely stoked to have you performing live in studio with your guitarist, Chris. Going to do a bit of a cover for us today?
Yeah, just going to do Younger Now by Miley Cyrus.
Classic. We love a bit of Miley here at Get Serial. So without further ado, this is Eleanor with Younger Now, Miley Cyrus cover. Enjoy, everyone.
Like I just woke up, like all this time I've been asleep. Even though it's not who I am, I'm not afraid of who I used to be. No stays the same. You know what goes up must come down. Change is a thing you can count on. I feel so much younger now. Feels like I've been living in a dream and never make it to the end. My eyes open when they feel the line. It's always right before I'm about to scream. No.
That was amazing, and I love the emotion that comes through in it as well. If one more time for our listeners, if people do want to see you perform live with amazing songs like that, where can we see you and when?
Yeah, so September 12th at the Tote, doors are 7:30.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And
thanks,
a big thank
guys.
You to Chris as well on the guitar. Sounded great. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha and Brendan. We're going to go into Fast Car now by Tracy Chapman. Wow, how good was that?